Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 84.
84.
Antonio Brown. I'm Gabe Jones.
I am Josiah Jones.
And I am Nathaniel Jones.
What?
What?
The third brother is here.
We do have a younger brother, and he's not often on the podcast, but that's normally because we try to...
He's in a foreign country or something.
Yeah, we try to schedule it so that he can't be, but he found out where we were meeting today.
This is a show that's by the fans.
For the fans.
And we are fans of music, and we have a great show for you today. Kind of an artist that's not very well known, but he is coming up, and he's up and coming, as they say.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really pretty cool artist, and even a better interview. And this was a fun interview. It's with Jordan Kopus.
Yeah, Jordan Kopus sat down with us, and Carly was there as well, your wife.
Yeah.
And we talked about some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, so when you're at a festival, in full disclosure, this happened at Creation last year. When you're at a festival, sometimes artists will reach out to you and ask if they can be on your show, and you can't say yes to everybody, or you wouldn't be able to do it. But something about him made me say yes, and I wasn't sure what it was, but I'm glad I did, because it was a great, great interview.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I didn't really know what to expect. Nathaniel has no idea what we're talking about, because he wasn't there.
No.
But we'll be getting to that shortly. Before we head into that, we're going to talk about our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. For as low as $1 a month, you can join our team. And that helps fund our podcast. That helps keep us on the air. That helps keep the gas in the car when we're headed to festivals like that to do interviews.
And for the $5 tier, you'll get to hear Nathaniel talk more.
Yes, because this week on the bonus episode, for those that are $5 a month sponsors, people like Jody and Michael and Lorena and Leslie and Jody.
I don't have the list in front of me.
I'm trying to remember everybody.
Thank you, all of you.
Yes, thank you very much. On this week's bonus episode, we will be talking more about the Jordan Kopus interview. We'll be talking about more in depth how it got set up, kind of the background of it and all that. But we will also be talking about our throwback album of the week. And this week we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Switchfoot's New Way to Be Human.
20 years.
That's hard to believe.
I still remember when they jumped from that airplane and...
Oh, yeah. You already take me there.
Yes.
Yes. And we will also be giving our picks for our current album of the week.
Oh, I thought we were going to be giving our picks for who's going to win the national championship in March Madness.
Well, it is the bracketology week, but we're not known. We're not
doing
that.
I will let everyone know how to win their office bracket pool on the bonus show.
Okay. All right. And also, last week we did a new little part of a show called
the rant of the... I don't know if it was planned, just
no,
rant.
It wasn't
rant of the week.
Rant of the week. You think we're gonna do that again?
Well, it depends on... I could rant about a few things.
Okay, well, you'll have to join our team on Patreon. And also, for those that decide they want to give more, we have a fun little $10 a month DC Talk DCT Music
Who's
Club.
That?
I don't know. DCT Music Club, where you get physical music sent to you every 6 months if you're on that tier. You also get the bonus episodes. And that's that's a fun way to give, and you get something in return. And we just thank everybody that helps us out.
You can skip a Starbucks coffee and a donut for one day to help us out a little
bit. Nathaniel spoke up. That's good. So we're going to head right into the interview. This is, I know a lot of our festival interviews are shorter, but this one's a little bit longer than most.
Yeah, I held the door shut so that we can
nobody could come in. Yeah, so like I said, this is there's a lot of serious topics on this episode. It gets kind of emotional, but it's very
be prepared.
It's yeah. So get your tissues out. This is a very emotional interview. But without further ado, here is our interview with Jordan Copus.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance. We had a miscarriage. Yes, I got my girl pregnant. Now we have another one on the way. Oh, I'm a deep. I just said it. I'm unloved. I believe the liar. I'm no good. Headed for the flames. Greedy young man. I feel with lust. I want to change my ways. Don't want to be.
What's your name? My name is Jordan Copus.
Copus. Okay. I wasn't sure how to pronounce your last name.
Could be it's okay.
Copus. Copus. We have. My last name's Jones. People still mess that up. So.
Okay.
So Jonas? Jonas, right.
Jonas Brothers.
So you released a record called Unlikely 3 in May.
May 19th, yes sir.
Tell us about that record and...
Well, May 19th of last year, my son passed away in my arms and me in my wife's arms. And my wife about lost her life trying to save our baby that everybody was telling me and my wife to get rid of the problem in the womb. Mm. And... You know, we've lost a few other kids, but we fought to keep that baby alive, and she ended up going into labor, and early, 17 and a half weeks pregnant, and our son was born, and we was holding our son there for 3.5 hours. They wouldn't do anything to try to, you know, help the baby survive, but he was breathing and moving his head from left to the right, to the sound of our voice, and like he was fully alive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we've been through a lot, and you know, this album was kind of inspired by a lot of events. Starting with that, I started writing songs like Waves of Life, you know, and I feel like, you know, we all go through things in life where the waves is gonna try to, you know, keep you under, but yeah. There's buoyancy, and you know, that's not the first time my wife went through that. She had never had a baby boy 4 years before that. You know, that baby boy died May 19th, but he was due October 24th. 4 years before that, she's about to have a baby boy, but he died May 18th, and his due date was October 22nd. He came out in pieces. Mm. And you know, for women out there, I can't relate to how hard that would be. And in 2.5 years, me and my wife has lost 2 kids alone. And we've had 4 pregnancies, all of them high risk. You know, she wants kids and you know, and like God delivered, you know. And he's given us 2 beautiful babies. Hmm. I have a 2-year-old daughter and a 2-month-old son. Well, May 19th, our son passed away. And now, you know, no one can replace anyone else.
Yeah.
But, April 17th of this year, just 2 months ago, our son was born. She finally has her son, and praise God, you know, yeah. Like, this stuff was really hard after the death of our son, really hard, it got rocky, but you asked about the album. It's my third Unlikely album,
yeah.
And just Unlikely was birthed out of, it was really birthed out of hardship, and I know a lot of Christians use scripture in the Bible to, you know, kind of maybe like look down on people, but there was a scripture that stuck out to me, and it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that God uses the weak and foolish people of this world, weak and foolish, unlikely people of this world, to bring the shame to wise, bring it to shame. And before I was saved, like I didn't grow up in church, but before I was saved, I didn't know my desperate need for a savior. And there's people that's in the church that kind of looks down on the lesser, and you know, not really a message of hope, but it's like through gossiping and looking down, they kind of keep the lesser down.
Mm.
And, you know, so that scripture right there, God is saying, he's calling us up. He's saying through Paul that God uses those weak and foolish, broken, unlikely people that's been through hell. He uses them for God's glory. You see, and at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that to those who glory, they should glory in the Lord alone. So I think there's a reason he says that. To those that glory, let them glory in the Lord alone. There's people that glory in how great they are, how they keep the law, how they know every scripture. And, you know, they're memorizing this and doing this. And you know what? That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah. But there's people out here that don't know Jesus. And, you know, some people's like, hey, they'll never be set apart for the gospel. But God sets people apart. And we can't pick and choose who God sets apart. God says he uses those foolish people out here. Those people that we think is so far out of reach. God uses those people. Mm-hmm. And I'm a convicted felon. Me, myself, I'm a convicted felon. But I'm a forgiven felon. I can't even get to Canada. I can't even cross the border of Canada to go on a tour in Ontario. The CBP, I think that's what they're called. Border Patrol.
Horses, I think, in Canada.
Yeah. Man, it's like, you know, it's stuff that I've done, you know, 10 plus years ago. Yeah. But, you know, I can expect that from, you know, government people and stuff. But, you know, sometimes the church is like that. They see your past and they see where you come from or whatever. And sometimes they can count you out through my personal experience. Or maybe you just give your life to the Lord and you're struggling with certain things. You know, that's a big reason why, you know, I have unlikely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just to come alongside the person, you know, that's struggling. And I see it time and time again, lives impacted, lives changed. So it's really not just about the music. It goes beyond the stage. Mm-hmm. And
what are some things that you would tell to somebody that may be where you were, just different things that you've had to deal with in your life? Maybe something like, hey, this is God's plan, might not resonate as deeply where, like, oh, I just lost my son, or I'm in prison right now because of something that happened. How were you able to lean on God? How did you make that real for yourself?
When I was locked up, I wasn't saved, so I can't speak into that circumstance. But, you know, losing a son, losing two kids in two and a half years. And let me give you context for what I'm about to say. I have a 14-year-old daughter that I'm about to adopt. Never known her father. I have a 2-year-old daughter, toddler, and a 2-month-old son right now. So baby, toddler, teenager, and a highly stressed wife. Okay, and then me, I have to be steadfast and stay level-headed, all right? So, and I come from a past where I was an orphan. You know, I was an orphan. I had the orphan mindset, everything. Just me against the world. Everybody that came into my life left just as quickly. So I couldn't trust anyone.
Did that give you a heart for adoption? Your background?
I think so. Like, that's part of my story. You know, I come from that, but now I'm adopting a daughter.
Yeah.
That. You know, people in from the church say I'm crazy. It's like, dude, she's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I see myself at her age when I was 14 and I didn't have a father figure. That could have saved me from a lot of hell. Hmm. A lot of hell. So there's that context of the story. And, you know, me being homeless. Now I'm head of home. You know, me being a father. Being fatherless. All of that stuff. And now I'm in this position where I'm a husband, a father, head of household. And so stuff like this is happening. My wife wants babies. She finds out that she's having a genetic blood clot disorder. My wife grew up in the system. She was taken from her mom pretty much at birth because her mom was, she don't mind me sharing this, but like on drugs and stuff, she was in foster care her whole life. So she deals with a lot of stuff. She comes from that background, and there's no way she wants a big family. You know, she grew up in a big family, foster care, bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You know, so losing my son, don't let your joy be dictated, or joy is huge, because a lot of people break up marriages because they're not happy. A lot of people quit on life. A lot of people do half of the things they do negative because they're not satisfied, they're not happy, there's something missing. But a piece of advice that I would give is, do not allow circumstances dictate a lot of that, and people dictate a lot of that. You know, it just does, because we allow it to happen. But joy, the joy of the Lord, no one can take that. No one can take that. They get confused from happiness and joy. And a lot of that happiness is circumstantial. But people don't get that joy is something that doesn't stop even after a son passes. And I ain't going to lie to you, I went through a hard time personally. Yeah. Hard time. My advice, me personally, my wife kind of shut people out. And, you know, I don't want to, as a man, I'm speaking to the men. We oftentimes think that it's like we don't need help. You need help. Get plugged in. Because those waves of life, they're coming and they're going to hit hard. But there's buoyancy in the waves, and that buoyancy is Jesus. And Jesus said that we are his hands and feet, and greater things that we would do on this earth than even he did. Because for many reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, and part of that is through community. And literally, if it wasn't for the body of Christ, and for me strategically reaching out, just this alone, like my wife's in the hospital about to lose her life, our baby is about, you know, all that stuff with the baby. And during this time, I have a baby, we already have another baby, I have to be mommy and daddy now.
Yeah.
You know, and then the teenager and everything. So like, I was like, I'm a good daddy, but I'm not a good mama. She had to cold turkey cut breastfeeding at that point, because when you get blood transfusions, that's no more breastfeeding. You cut a baby off of something that's the only thing they've known. It's crazy. And who's the one taking care of them? Daddy. Always looking for my boo, whatever. Like, I ain't got it for you, baby. I had to press into the body. I couldn't work. I had to cancel all kinds of stuff. I canceled stuff for months. No traveling. Some of the stuff I do in my community and there where I live, you know, just really couldn't do anything. Like, you know, I had to rush around. Like, I'm in the middle of cooking dinner, changing a dirty diaper, and I have a teenager screaming. Like, when's dinner ready? And baby, like, change my diaper. And then I get a phone call from my wife. Come to the hospital now. They're about to do something that we don't want them to do. I need you here. No, we still ain't ate dinner. I have a teenager screaming at me. I have a fussy baby. I'm like, come on. Lord, help me. Like, you got to press in. You got to know God. Know who he is. Don't blame God. Don't blame God, because we go through things that we don't ask for in life. Sometimes we're born into circumstances that we didn't ask for. Can we blame God for that? No. It's easy to say don't blame God for stuff you go through, but I can really stand on two feet straight up saying you can't blame God.
How you said that you had to be strategic reaching out and going through stuff like that, because it's not, when you're in that moment when something bad happens, it's not always easy to, but God is love. God, I'm blessed. So I like how, like you said, sometimes it's strategic who you have to reach out to.
Man.
Like the things that you have to go through, maybe today isn't that great, but God is still going to be here tomorrow as well to help me through this downtime. I like that a lot.
Do you think those things made you a better dad? Having to step it up like that?
Yeah, it made me appreciate my wife's job. more too. Because, you know, I mean, us as men, some, like for me, you know, not having a family background and seeing how a family functions fully, you know, I've seen other people's families, how their mom and dad works, but me personally, never. So, you know, my mind says I bust my butt off, I'm the only one that makes anything, and then, you know, you're a stay-at-home mom, which that's fine, that's beautiful. I don't want my wife to work if she don't want to. If she wants to homeschool the kids and stuff, that's fine, do it. But at that time, you know, I didn't really see it as work. You know, she'd talk about I'm exhausted, but I'd be like, I'm exhausted too. She's like, oh, don't try to compare, you know. My job is just as hard. I just don't get paid for it. Us as mothers that stay home full time with the kids while the father's off at work, we should be getting paid just as much. You know, and I'm, so with that, yes, I think more so I was already a good dad, but I think it helped me be a better husband, actually, which is ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more definitely understanding.
Yeah.
And more appreciative.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Definitely. Where can people find you on social media? Some people may have not heard of you before. Where can they find you?
Oh, I don't doubt it. JordanCopus.com. I have a website. Facebook, I use that, my music Facebook page, I use that all the time. Just now getting into Twitter. Backstory on that, I always had a flip phone. Everybody tried to, you know, I would go on tour and kids would be like, yo, let me see your phone. You got Instagram? I was like, nah, I got a flip phone.
That would be your nickname real quick. Like, hey, Flip, what's up?
Flip phone they used to call me Flip Phone Copus. Yo, people I tour with, they gave me hell, but I was like, you know, I need to upgrade. So Instagram, I'm trying to get that up. I don't know how to. I don't know anything about Instagram.
Just take pictures and put them up.
Good
pictures.
So Instagram, Facebook, Instagram is the only one that's different than everything else. Everything is Jordan Copus, but this is Jordan Copus IG on Instagram because Jordan Copus was stolen, I guess, by a fan that just like posted one or two pictures and that was it. And I tried to reach out, try to find out like, can I get that name back or whatever? Can I have this page? And I found out who started it and I was like, hey, can I use this account? I don't know how to log in. I lost the login information. So anyway, your question, my website is JordanCopus.com. I just released 3 music videos in pretty much 2 months. I use YouTube a lot, so that's a good place to find my music. But all the other digital outlets like Spotify, the iTunes, Amazon, all of that stuff. So
thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it. I fell asleep, I wanna wake up, no comatose. It's time for me to feel anything anymore, dear Lord. I need your overdose. That was our interview with Jordan Copus. I'd like to thank Jordan for jumping on the bus and talking with us on a hot day. And check him out on social media. I know he put out a record last year, and he put out a couple music videos.
He's very interactive. He actually just messaged us, I think, was it on Twitter? Or he said he was maybe coming through our area.
And oh, yeah.
So he hit me up not that long
and,
ago.
And he has, like, several posts during the week. Yeah, he's, like Josiah said, he's really interactive. So check him out. That's on Facebook. That's Jordan Copus. That's C-O-P-A-S, Jordan Copus. And give him a like. Support him. If you like hip-hop especially, check him out. He is a very... he doesn't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, straightforward kind of guy.
Yeah. So we are going to head off into the sunset. We will be talking more about this interview on our Patreon page, so you don't want to miss that. That's exclusively at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We are also on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. We are also on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast. We're on Facebook, Decent Christian Talk, and a Decent Christian Talk discussion page. And what else? We have a website, decentchristiantalk.com.
Yes. all of those things.
That was a tongue twister.
Yes. So, you got anything else you want to say, Nathaniel?
Yeah, go for
it. So talkative.
Listen to the interview. Sign up for the Patreon page. Help us out a little bit.
All right.
All right.
If you want to hear more from Nathaniel, check out the Patreon page. But for the rest of you, we will check you next time.
I'll be on there as well, so it will be worthwhile. Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.
Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.